Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my podcast. You are not alone. I am spiritual medium Erica Gabriel. If this is your first time listening, hello. And if you've been listening to me this whole time, I'm so glad you came back. Thank you for hanging with me and really hanging with me on this kind of like a spiritual unfolding and a spiritual journey through the podcast, right? So we're getting all kinds of different incredible people on here and all different amazing experiences happening right here on this podcast. So thank you for joining me and trusting me to illuminate different helpers, healers, light workers, all of the above. So thank you for your trust and for wanting to have me in your ear right now. So something that has come up a lot right now and this week, and I wanted to just bring it up before I played this awesome interview that I just did. Something that's been coming up is a lot of people are having spiritual journey awakenings, spiritual awakenings. And what happens is there's a lot of tension going on in that, right? So they're like, I'm having a spiritual awakening. Things are happening. What am I supposed to be doing? How am I supposed to be doing it? Where are my spirit guides? Where are my angels? Ah, and the mind, what I call the monkey mind, the little monkey that goes crazy in the brain, starts to totally mess with you, right? And what happens is you actually start to block the flow of connection with the mind going nuts like that. So I just wanted to give you this little nugget for anyone that's feeling overwhelmed with their spiritual journey or like, am I doing enough? Am I not doing enough? What should I read next? What should I do next? All these like inundate yourself with questions and pressure and judgment, especially on this spiritual path. I just wanted to give you this nugget that instead of worrying about what is going to happen and what the end result is and what you need and where you should go and all of these chaotic questions, eliminate or detach from those questions, which are really a detachment from outcome, right? And recalibrate and refocus your energy on just connecting with yourself, on just quieting your mind, so that you can once again work with your own intuitive voice, because it is there in your intuitive voice that all the answers you're seeking await. I think of a hose. I think of spirituality like a hose, and there's water just pouring, flowing through it and from it. And you start to squeeze the crap out of it with all of these monkey mind questions that are just squeezing it and really stop that flow. So if you're feeling lost or feeling confused or troubled or don't know what to do next, just refocus on quieting the mind. Refocus on your breath, because within you is where all your answers are. And within you and going within is the greatest journey you will ever, ever take. So with that, I want to let you guys know I've been thinking about you all, and I'm sending you so much love as well. And with that, I am so excited. I had this great conversation with two of the three founders of Before Noon, Danielle Lumetta and Natasha Wong. And we had a great time talking about their path, their friendship, how they started their company, how they founded this company, and also what their company's about. And they're amazing. Wait till you hear their morning routines. Just wait. So stay tuned. Here is my awesome talk with the founders, two of the three founders of Before Noon. So hello, 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 friends. Welcome to You Are Not Alone. I am so excited for today. I'm really excited for today. I've been looking forward to it so much because I have Danielle Lumetta and Natasha Wong here to hang out and talk all things their incredible company. So they are two of the three founders of Before Noon. Before Noon is a place that connects you with healing tools and also healers. They have an amazing company that's been featured in Forbes, Goop, Refinery 29, and so many more. And they started this company together. They're friends. I've been just kind of taking a deep dive into their site and on their Instagram. And I just love getting to know about them and the beautiful things that they're doing and the way that they're facilitating healing through their incredible boxes, which we're going to talk about. And then also connecting people to healers and not only healing tools, but actual healers. And you know, what's so cool is we kind of roundabout have been hearing about each other and our friend, you know, we have some friends that have introduced us. And then we also have Claudia, who was on an episode last season, is connected and one of your healers. So this is such a special moment. And I'm so glad you guys wanted to be here and hang with me. So thank you for coming. Welcome to You Are Not Alone.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
It is so my pleasure. And it's so cool because you're going to hear there's two people. So there's three of us. So I'll let you know, like, okay, that was Danielle that said that. Okay. Where are you guys? Where do you live?
So I'm currently in Denver with Tosh, which this is their hometown. But I'm originally from Michigan. I live in San Francisco.
Oh, nice. I love San Francisco. This is Danielle talking, by the way. And I love San Francisco. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And where are you?
I'm originally from San Francisco, but now live in Denver.
Nice. So you guys are like in the good city, like Denver and San Francisco. Those are great cities. Do you guys feel that everyone's moving to Austin? Have you guys noticed that?
Yeah. Literally everyone's moving to Austin. So many of my friends from San Francisco are now in Austin. I'm like, oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. All of Los Angeles left Los Angeles and went to Austin. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's wild.
LA. I was there in November. It does feel a lot like LA. Probably because all the people relocated
from there. Yeah, exactly. That's so funny. So did you two meet in San Francisco?
We did. So we met. I was working in management consulting at the time. And one of my clients happened to go to high school with Tosh. And he was like, you need to meet Tosh. She has a boutique store in the neighborhood you live in. You guys have a similar vibe. And so I was like, sure. So on my time off, I like popped by the store. Tosh happened to be there and we just hit it off.
Yeah. And that was 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Isn't that so cool when you get introduced to someone that's like a huge integral part of your like experience on the planet, like through someone else, you know, like those connections. It's so cool. That's awesome.
I was literally thinking, I was like, I should text him and thank him for what integral role he played in our connection and now in our lives, because he has no idea.
Oh, really? That is so funny. That's amazing. So you don't think he knows?
He definitely doesn't know, but I also don't think like we knew where we would be today, considering like how we met. You know, I think 5 years ago, it was, yes, you know, I owned a store and I was her guinea pig for things that she was trying out at her corporate job, but the idea of her joining entrepreneurship, me closing my store, us building Before Noon together, like that is the magic of manifestation and the universe, I think.
100%. Absolutely. And just like you're saying with how you met, it was just such a meant to be synchronous, you know, like synchronicity, like just everything came together. It was like, oh, you need to meet here. You're like, yes. And you're like, oh, yes. And you're creating something incredible together. That's beautiful. So how did it kind of spark? Because you're in corporate and you, Natasha, you have your store and you guys are like, okay, all that's done. And we're going to focus on this and what we're doing, you know, what we're doing together. And I feel like, especially to people listening, you know, so many people I connect with or I read for, you know, they have those moments or maybe they have those experiences or they have those ideas, you know, or those desires to create something and to create something of their own. But it's like, how do you make that jump? How do you believe in yourself and what you're doing and in each other? You know, how do you take that leap of faith?
Yeah. So a couple of different threads. I can do my thread and then I'll hand it to Tosh to do her thread. So I was working in management consulting and it was long hours. I was on a plane every Monday and back every Thursday, and the cycle kind of continued. And I found myself one morning just really burnt out. I was so burnt out. I was disillusioned. I was completely disconnected from myself and was like, I need to take a step back because I don't want my life to head in this direction. So I actually took a leave of absence from my job, and me and my best friend picked up and backpacked through Southeast Asia and New Zealand for 3 months. What Anne and Tosh like to call my eat, pray, love journey.
And Anne, did you say Anne? Is that the third founder? Yeah. Anne? Okay, great. And what's her last name? Just so she knows we're thinking about her too.
Anne Tan.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Go ahead.
And so during that time, I discovered a daily journaling practice. I learned how to meditate. I was introduced to crystal healing. And just really was awakened to the fact that how we live is a choice. And the choices that I was choosing on how I wanted to live wasn't the life that I wanted. So I came back so tan and so zen. And I remember walking into Tasha's store, like excited to share everything that I had discovered. And she started to share more about her journey and what she was doing to nurture her spirit. And I think because we had worked together before, it was a very natural transition to go to, okay, this stuff works. We know people are suffering. Why don't more people know about this? How do we share it more broadly? She was like, do you want to start something? And I was like, sure. And that's kind of where it started. Do you want to go through your?
Yeah.
I just want to say that's so cool because you immediately wanted to share. You know what I mean? You're like, I want to share what I learned. Like, and that's so cool. You weren't like, I want to do this and that and the other. You're like, I just want to be the person that tells everyone about it and share that as well. That's such an amazing thing. And what a cool thing that you had that kind of inspiration in you. Like, I want to bring this to more people. That's so cool. And I hope that this podcast helps you with that as well. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I wish it was, like, looking back, it was just not that clear for me. My journey to entrepreneurship was a rocky one, and I resisted it for a very long time. So looking back in before I opened my store, I also had a corporate career. And what I noticed was that every 3 to 5 years, I would be unhappy. I would feel stuck. I would feel lost. And it was my manager at the time who sat me down and made me realize that I was the common denominator in all of that. That was a really hard thing to hear. And through personal goal coaching, seeking out an intuitive, you know, finding astrology, basically learning about myself and digging a little bit deeper, I realized that I've always had this dream of opening my own store. And that was really scary because if I said that out loud, if I actually started to take steps towards that, then I really had to do it. And I think I recognized that, wow, I am the biggest block. And I am the only one stopping myself from playing big. And so at that moment, I knew similarly to Danielle, I could make a choice and I could continue feeling lost and unhappy, or I could take a risk. And for me, I lead a lot with my mind. So I wrote a pros and cons list, and I wrote down all the things that would happen if I failed at this. And I said, okay, that's everything I would lose, but could I always come back to corporate if I needed to? And I'm like, yes. So let's just jump and go 2 feet in. And I say that it wasn't that clear because after 5 years of owning my store, I also felt stuck again. And so, you know, you get frustrated. You're like, why does this keep happening? And, you know, looking back, I closed my store actually a couple months right before COVID. And though that time was very challenging and I went through a lot of grief to make that choice, Danielle and I and Anne had already started on Before Noon. And there was this intuition inside of me, not knowing where Before Noon would go, but I knew that I had to let my store go in order to create space for something new. And, you know, that was a year and a half ago. And I don't think we would be where we are today without really what Claudia teaches a lot, and that's to trust and have faith and surrender.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's so cool because your stuck feeling, like you're like, I was stuck. It's like, that's actually when you start to feel stuck again, it's almost like you have to like switch that word with inspired. Because like, look at what, how amazing when you get stuck, it's like you level the F up. It's so cool. It's so awesome, you know, and you're at your store. You loved your store for so long, but then you were just like, you got to that place again. You're like, uh-oh, it's happening again. Right. And it was like, it actually isn't stuck. It's like, I'm ready to like level up.
Yeah.
And like, it's so scary. Cause you're like, okay, what does that mean? I have to make that leap of faith. And I love that you said trust and surrender, and you know, but it's like, you're stuck feeling. So next time you get that stuck feeling, it's almost like, okay, it's just energy. I know I'm ready to level up and I have new inspiration, you know, but that's so cool. And so many people have that feeling. They're just like, what am I doing? Where am I? Why am I doing this? And then to look at themselves, that's that fear factor, you know? And I think it's so cool because, you know, you guys are connecting people with healers, and it's, you know, it's like, no one can heal you ever. You have to heal yourself. Healing is a 100% inside job, but healers, and I put them in quote unquote, because I don't call myself a healer, but I healers are actually just there to assist you on your healing journey in their own unique way, whether it be crystals or I'm a medium or different ways, but it's you, it's all you, you know. That's such an incredible story. And you guys are both so brave, you know, you to go travel around with a backpack. That is so brave. Danielle, you know what I mean? You traveled all over the place. Say that again.
I definitely missed my clothes during that.
And Natasha, to just take that leap. And that's so awesome. And what you guys have created out of what is on the other side of fear is like this amazing place. And that's so awesome.
I will say, because I think you asked about what gave you the confidence to do it. I think it is the element of trust and faith and just allowing the universe to direct you where you were always meant to go. And it's also very helpful to have co-founders, because I don't think I could have done this by myself. And so the more that you can find a team or co-founders or just that support group is going to be with you no matter what, the better off you will be.
Like, we definitely lean on each other. And because we're on this healing journey on our own and together, it builds that trust and it keeps us accountable, and not from a business sense, but accountability to being our best.
That's amazing. That's so beautiful. And do you guys all three vibe out, get along?
Yeah, we actually haven't been together, all three of us, in person since before COVID.
Oh my gosh.
I know, but Anne's coming here in a couple of weeks. And like usually our weekends together is like a lot of delicious food, a lot of shopping, probably includes vintage shopping, and then some sort of like spa day.
Yeah, man. I want in on this company. I'm like, what the hell? I want all of that. That's awesome. What do you guys like to eat when you're all together? Like, what are your go-tos? Where do you go? Well, first of all, do you guys, are you going to all meet in Denver? Or are you all going to San Francisco?
She's coming out here to Denver.
To Denver. Cool. What do you guys eat? What's your favorite?
It's funny to say this, but we do a dumpling night.
Oh, I knew I had to. I was like, there's something to the food that they brought. I'm like, what do you guys do over there? Yeah.
We love our dumplings. And even when we have like team meetings and we're all in three different cities, we, you know, order dumplings for ourselves and then eat them together. So that's,
yeah, man.
That's our thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds so good. I went in on one of those. That sounds awesome. That's so cool. And isn't that funny too? Like when you're with like certain people, you create these like rituals, you know, you kind of have these like rituals of things that you do. I'm just thinking about being with my best friend and I'm like, what do we eat? And I'm like, oh yeah, I usually beg her to make me her famous sag paneer. So I'm like, okay, so really I go to my best friend's house and ask her to make me food. That's okay. That's not the same. Darn it.
Like comfort.
Yeah, totally. You get in like a ritual, you know, that's really beautiful. So yeah. So speaking of like routines, like not so subtle transition, but really like, you know, before noon, I just want to go into that and like, you know, what you're saying with that before noon, what you do before noon and how you came up with that title and really what do you guys do before noon and then how your company can serve others with assisting them on their daily practices and rituals.
Cool. I'll share how we came up with the name Before Noon. We worked with a creative design agency that helped us a lot with our naming, brand identity, and logo design. For us, what we shared with her as she was creating, it was important that our name told a story, that it was inspiring, and that it had these feelings of warmth, comfort, and we wanted it to be soothing. So our story is this. Each day reaches its apex around lunchtime, otherwise known as high noon. But, you know, the day becomes a frenzied race to the finish line after that. So we created Before Noon not to add another step to your morning to-do list, but to find a moment of calm in your week or your day, a space just for you. And it also resonated. Maybe you should share this part. This is my favorite part. So we had that beautiful intention setting, but I think it also resonated because we were giggling about it because we're like, oh, when we were building Before Noon, we would meet in Tasha's stores on Sunday, which opened at noon. So we would meet at her store before noon to work on it. So we were like, oh, that's perfect.
That's awesome. That's so great. Were you like, you're like 12 to 7, your store or something like that on Sundays, 12 to 5? Yeah, yeah.
12 to 5. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is really, really cool. And it makes so much sense. It's like, but like, this is, I feel like the nature of like, what's so beautiful about your company. It's about friendship and trust and intuition and your paths and your journey, you know? So it makes sense. It like was about your store, but then it also is perfect for the company. You know, it's all kind of aligning. That's beautiful. So what do you guys each do? What is your morning ritual or your morning routine that you do?
You know,
each of you.
I think I won't speak for Danielle, but I've always never been a morning person. Like I've actually struggled with being a morning person. And so I've really had to understand why I would resist that so much. Mm. And it's definitely been a journey for me. So I would say now my morning routine feels very solid in the sense I wake up very early, so I wake up about 4:45 to 4:50 in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You really turned that morning thing around. That's really early. That's so early.
I know. And it's really to give myself
an hour in the morning before Danielle and I have, and she'll go more into this, but we have a coffee club that starts at 6 a.m. And so for that first hour, it's all about me taking care of my spirit. And that starts with me. I have a little like morning potion that I drink. I check all, from a woman's health tracker, I do all of that good stuff. And then I partake in a ritual that, you know, sometimes just changes that depending on what season I'm in. So right now I do a little bit of guided meditation of grounding and connecting. And after I do that, before I pull out my journal, I've been really inspired by tarot cards. And so I pull out one card that I look at and ask myself, like, how am I responding to this card right now? What am I reacting to? And then I use the card to really help me with my journal. And I take about...
You said your journal prompt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. And then I take about just, you know, 15 to 20 minutes and journal. And I end every journaling session with three things that I'm grateful for. And before, and then after I close out with that, I jump onto Coffee Club with her and she'll share what that is.
Yeah. What's Coffee Club?
So
you guys are awesome. I love coffee and dumplings. I'm like, I want in on all these things.
Another thing we drink a lot of.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
Francisco made me a coffee snob. Coffee Club was started by a friend of ours who, entering into 2021, wanted to start more healthy rituals and habits, specifically oriented in the morning. And it's basically like virtual co-working. So we just hop on Zoom. Someone will give probably like 1 to 2 minutes of inspiration. And then it's like, okay, see you in an hour. So you go on mute and minimize your Zoom screen and you work on the 1 to 3 most important things that you want to get done that day. And the thought behind it is by getting the one most important thing you want to get done that day, you are winning. And at the end of a month, you can look back and say, I got 30 of the most important things that I wanted to get done each day. So that's kind of the thought process behind it. But for my morning ritual, it depends on where I am. So Coffee Club on the Pacific Coast is at 5 a.m. In Mountain Time, it's at 6 a.m. Yeah, it's early.
It's early.
Wow, that is early. Okay.
I don't wake up before Coffee Club. I usually wake up like 2 minutes before and like get on the camera and I'm like disheveled and half awake. and then I will make my actual coffee. And while that's making, because I make it in French press, I usually meditate. So I've been practicing Kundalini lately, specifically mantras. So I'll do a couple minutes of that. I'll do 10 minutes of meditation. And then I dive into my journaling practice. So in my journaling practice, I write down what I want to release from the previous day, 3 things I'm grateful for and why, what I want to feel that day, and the top 3 things I want to get done that day.
That's awesome. And then it just sets you up for the rest of your day because you're coming from that space of calm and centered energy. So do you guys Coffee Club every day?
Tosh does. She's crazy. I don't do it on the weekend.
You get up at 4:45 on the weekends?
I do because there's something about routine.
Yeah.
And creating a habit for me. And once I started doing it and finding myself just more at ease and just peace throughout my day, it's really hard for me to stop something if I'm like, it works for me.
Right. It feels good. And there's like that like earthly, like sometimes we find things on earth that help us align with earth energy better. And that makes us feel more safe. I don't mean safe like we're scared. I mean, it helps us feel more grounded in the earth element. You found something that really worked for you. That's very cool. I mean, that's amazing. I can't believe you. Do you stay up late? What time do you go to bed?
No, I need to be in bed by 9.
Okay. And
something that I practice is I need to be in bed by 9. And that's just right. How that happens so that I can get a full minimal 7 to 8 hours of sleep. And sleep is also something that's important. And I realize, or at least I think about it in this way. It doesn't matter. Like, time is irrelevant in the sense that you could wake up whenever you want, as long as you are rested. And so you just have to plan your day that way. So depending on what time you wake up, just as long as you get the amount of hours that make you feel good, you can wake up whenever you want to.
So you're really disciplined about it.
I'm a very disciplined person.
That's cool.
I'm not a morning person, and like that shift, like literally I took a cholesterol stress level test and like my stress goes up at night, which means I'm like awake at night. Probably years of working late, but sticking to that time frame of when you need to go to bed is so critical because that just sets you up for everything else. My boyfriend was not happy with going to bed at like 8:39. So that was a challenge. But we got there.
Oh my, you guys are hilarious. That's amazing. And I think routine and discipline is something really to aspire to for whatever that means, you guys, whoever, you know, if you're listening in, you know, you have to find what works for you and what resonates with you. This is not like coming at it like you have to do this or have to do that. Of course not. But it's important. And I think it's really inspiring to hear other people's path and other people's routine. And, you know, maybe you'll take something from here like, ooh, I'm going to try that. You know, I know for me, it's like in the morning, like I wake up, like I'm like, you know, like remember Garfield and like he's always like, I hate Mondays. You know, he's like super grouchy in the morning. Like that's me every morning. I wake up. I'm like, oh, this again. I'm like, oh, man. This again. And then I'm like, okay, let's rewrite. I always call it rewriting my ship every morning. And I get myself to a better place because I don't go out into the world and just dump my shitty energy on people. Right. So I align my energy. And that's what you're saying. You have found ways that assist you and serve you in doing that. That's so awesome. So how can everyone listening like use before noon to serve them before noon? You know what? Tell me about your boxes. And I also really quick, I know I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but I went on and I took your wellness consultation.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to take their wellness. It's free, you guys. So please, please hit their Instagram and hit their link tree and take their wellness consultation. Okay. So it's a free wellness consultation. I took it and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to answer totally honestly, answered everything. And the response that it gave me was so accurate. So one of the first things it told me that would be good for me was a citrine. And that's my birthstone.
Oh,
isn't that amazing? I was like, oh yes. Oh my gosh. And then it was like, you lead with, and it was like spirit. And I was like, I do. That's what I do every day. You know, it was really, really beautiful. So I just wanted to put that out there. You guys like go on their Instagram. It's at before noon, right?
Mm-hmm.
At before noon and take their wellness consultation. Go ahead.
At before 2_noon.
I apologize. So it's at before and then 2_noon, take the wellness consultation because it really will guide you on some really beautiful tools that you can buy and then hopefully connect you with healers as well. So how do we use that? So people can connect with you guys and get to know your healers and your beautiful things.
Sure. Let me first describe the toolboxes. So those come three different healing journeys right now. So we have one focused on self-love or love of others. There's one that's grounding. And then the third box is focus. And so depending on where you are in your healing journey, there's a box made just for you. And inside the box are four elements. And three out of the four elements are the same. I was like thinking in my head. Three out of the four elements are consistent across all of them. And the one that's different is the healing crystal.
Oh, the crystal. Beautiful.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. So the four elements are, one's a smudge stick. And I think you are lighting one right now. Is that?
Oh, yeah. I always have it going. People are like, how often should I sage? Like once a week? I'm like, well, I've saged 18 times already today, but I'm an energy worker. So yeah, I constantly am saging, but yes. Okay, cool. So one, you get a smudge stick, you guys, you guys know I'm talking about sage on here a lot. So, okay. Yeah.
So you get one of those. Then there is a workbook, a 30 days healing workbook that takes you through different exercises on your healing journey. So we have a recommended, you know, daily practice in there, or you can create your own, and that's through the workbook. There's a healing crystal that I shared. So love, you have a rose quartz. Grounding, you'll have a smoky quartz. And then in focus, you get an amethyst.
Beautiful.
And then the fourth element is our calming serum. And our calming serum is something that you can use for your acupressure points. So for me, because I lead with my mind, I use the calming serum right here on my temples pretty often, or I use it just behind my ears right there and just press a little bit into it to help me release. Yeah. So those are our.
That's beautiful. So when you took the wellness consultation, did it say you lead with your mind?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is so accurate. I took that. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
100%. And so sometimes, you know, for me, I have to use practices that are not using my mind, you know, like right now, or I used to read a lot of books, and right now in this season, I'm like, ooh, I don't think reading for me fits where I'm at. So that's why I'm right now pulling into tarot cards a little bit more to inspire me. So
nice.
I say that in the sense that, you know, your practices can change. It doesn't have to stay consistent forever. Mm-hmm. And whatever excites you, inspires you, you have fun with, like, that's where you should decide what's next for you.
That's beautiful.
And then out of the wellness consultation, I love the product side, but my favorite is like digging into which healing sessions you should take. And so we oriented it with what Tosh had in mind, with what Tosh just said, meaning if you always lead with your mind, maybe you should try something that gets you out of your mind, like ecstatic dance, for example. And so that is the best way to kind of get initiated with what we offer from a healing session perspective. But more broadly, what we offer on that side is anything from a 30-minute ecstatic dance session or meditation to a 60-minute session with Claudia, for example, or which she's an energy healer, or a 60-minute sound bath. So it's a variety of different things. Oh, we have a 60-minute in tarot card session, which is where Tosh got really inspired about tarot cards. So
this is amazing. Of
different modalities that you can play with. And our desire and hope is that people can go and play with them and figure out how they then fit into their routine, whether it's your morning or night routine.
Yeah. That's so beautiful. And we keep on touching on Claudia, you guys. So if you're wondering who she is, go back to season one. It's Claudia Chirico, right? Mm-hmm. And she was on this podcast and we had an amazing time. So this is one of their healers. So if you want to get to know a little more about her, go back and listen to that and then book a session with her because she is absolutely amazing. And please tell her that Danielle, Natasha, and Erica sent you.
Yeah.
But we kept on saying her name. So I just wanted to put that out there if you're just curious, you know, what that is. And I love how you're facilitating and just you're really connecting all these people together. And that's such an amazing way. And I love your story that like you felt inspired by these things and life-changing things. And now you're doing it in your own life and you're kind of doing it with everyone. And that's, you know, that's the whole point of this podcast. It's called You Are Not Alone. So you guys are bringing that all together. It's like, you're not alone. We're doing it with you. Let us like give you these tools. And that's what you guys are doing. It's really cool.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And Erica, I want to add too, and I don't think we shared this, is that you're not alone in our healing sessions, that we're doing this as a community. Like, all of our sessions are group healing sessions. So you're, you know, in this group and you're supported by our community. And so, you know, Claudia is, we share her again just because we've been talking about her, but, you know, she's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST, and she does a group healing session. And there's, you know, a great amount of us that, you know, show up every Tuesday, and we start sharing our own journeys and our stories. And I can feel the collective energy supporting and loving up on me.
That is so important that you just said that, because I talk to people that are in, you know, a place where they feel really, really, really isolated, and they think, oh my gosh, I'm so weird. Why am I so weird? I'm having all these spiritual feelings, or I want to work on A, B, and C, and I wish I could just be normal like everyone else in my town, you know? And then they call me, I'm like, oh, you're so not normal. You're so not weird. You so are normal. Oh, you're so not alone. Hold on. And like, this is amazing, because all people from all over the country can join in and be a part of a community of people that, you know, maybe they're not going through the exact same thing, but they're on the same path, the same journey, and it will really, really help. This is awesome.
Exactly. Perfect.
That is so cool. So tell me all the things on how everyone can get with you, how they can be a part of this community, how they can be a part of these sessions. Tell me all the things.
Yeah. So you can go to our website, beforenoon.co, and you will see a link for healing sessions, or right on the homepage, there's a button you can click that says sign up for healing sessions, and you can see the whole schedule and hop in wherever you like. You get your first session free. Use the code CREATEJOY in all caps. If you don't remember that, that's okay. It's at the top of our website as well. The other way is, we've mentioned our Instagram before. You can go to our Instagram, click on our link tree, and I'll direct you to our website as well.
I want to do my first session. This is amazing. Yeah, I love it. Well, you know what's so cool too? In the notes of this podcast, guys, on Apple or wherever, I will put all that information as well. So you will have quick links. You'll get to check them out on Instagram. You'll get to go to their website and hopefully join in on some of these amazing sessions. Let me see. Did I ask you everything? Yes, I think I did. I had so many questions. I was telling Danielle and Natasha at the beginning of the session, for all my listeners, like, I'm like, it's a very organic, authentic conversation. You know, like I just like, it kind of flows, but I did have so many specific questions because this is so amazing. And it's such a special thing that you've created, and your friendship is so special, and your company is so special. It has to be treated as such. So I wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything. So I think I asked all the questions, but I'm sure if you guys have further questions, you can always email or, you know, join them on Instagram, DM them if you have questions or want to know more. Yeah. Oh my gosh. This was so fun. And what a pleasure to be with you both. Really.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I think you probably also inspired a lot of people on their path, and also to trust themselves, and also kind of finding that inspiration to maybe branch out and do your own thing. And I think it's also important. It's like, it happened when the timing was right as well. So things can't be forced. It's like the flow of your founding this company and even your friendship came at the right time. So timing is really key as well.
Yes. That was beautiful.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you guys so much. What a joy to be with you. And I'm so excited to get on and just see more. So thank you for taking this time. Yeah, really.
Thank you. Thanks, Erica.
You're welcome. So to everyone listening, thank you so much for being here. And I'm so happy and just proud and blessed that I could introduce you to Before Noon and Danielle and Natasha and their incredible company, Before Noon. So I'm really happy you guys hung out with us today. Thank you for tuning in. I always say, you guys know, there's so many things you can have in your ear. So the fact that you're choosing to have me and us, and it means a lot. And I always tell you guys, take what resonated with you and leave what doesn't, really. But no matter what you take away from this podcast or even this conversation, just take to heart that you are absolutely never, ever alone. That not only are your spirit guides, your angels, and your loved ones in spirit with you, supporting you and loving you, but the entire universe is for you, with you, conspiring in your favor, never, ever against you. I love you guys. God bless you. And stay tuned for more episodes coming up. Take care. And that's it.
Amazing. I love that you shared spirit guides. Oh, we had a session on spirit guides, and it wasn't meant to be digging into spirit guides, but it was definitely one of those moments where everyone was like, "Do you feel like you have spirit guides? I feel like I have spirit guides." Oh, cool. I feel weird. Everyone feels it. And so it was a really great learning moment together.
Yeah.
We did some awesome
work, and it was beautiful.
I feel like this whole conversation went so well. I had the best time with you guys. And like, I feel like we got a chance to teeter in between personal so people can get to know you a little bit. And then I feel like you really did get your message out as well. And your company, like I'm so excited for everyone to hear this. And I'm just like, so grateful for the time. I know I can't imagine how busy you are. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I truly feel like this is so in alignment, and it goes back to show, like, we met with Sarah for a reason, and doing things like this and hearing us share our stories and hearing yours and bringing it all together. It's just, this is why.
This is it. It
reminds us of like why we're doing this.
So cool. And like the people that listen to this show are the people that are thirsty on every level in a good way. I don't mean thirsty, but wanting, you know what I mean? Like thirsty has a different connotation now. Like people post like sexy pictures and then they put like thirsty under. I'm like, whoa,
not that thirsty. Not thirst trap thirsty. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Thank you. They're like, they're so wanting to find that connection. And, that's the people that are listening to the show. A lot of people that are listening to the show are having spiritual awakenings, and and they're also just like, I was like on the internet and I'm just so lost. I was so alone and I was just crying, and I just put in like healing podcast and like, I randomly found you and now like I'm feeling better. And like, so there, yeah. So there's a lot of awesome people that listen and I think are just going to connect with you guys so much. So thank you guys. God bless you both. Really.
And we should share with you, one of your listeners is like has a monthly membership with us.
And oh,
she shared good. With us how she found us, and it was through your podcast. So like everything you said, 100%, like that is true.
I am so happy. And that'll just be more and more and more as the show airs, really.
Amazing. Thanks, Erica.
Thank you.
We'll have
what
to
a pleasure.
Coffee and dumplings someday.
Yes. I want to, and I'm dying to visit Denver.
But it works.
Well, no, I love it. No, totally. And I love that you guys are like, you know, you're not like, oh yeah, yeah, we meet for margaritas and we're up till 4 a.m. You guys are like, no, we have our nice, beautiful French press coffee and we're like doing healthy things. And that's such a great thing, because look what you've created. I think people have this idea sometimes about just, I don't know. I just think the message that you're bringing forward is like truly like honoring yourself and being good to yourself. And then going from there and creating something from there. And I love that. And I so admire that you guys do that in the morning. It's, oh my God, I'm so grouchy in the morning. It was like a thing in my marriage. My husband was like, we need to talk like about the morning. I was like, what? Like, I'm fine. He's like, no, you're not. No, you're not. I'm like, okay, I gotta pull myself together. So, and out of that came this, you know, my morning routine. So, but anyway, I hope our paths cross again soon, and I'll definitely, Sarah will be in touch.
Yeah. When it's,
oh yeah.
We can share it as well.
We can share it and mountaintops. So let us know.
That'd be great. Yeah. I'll let you know when the date comes up, and then you'll get like a little promo. If you so desire to share it on social, you can. That'd be awesome. It was such a pleasure. This was meant to be. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Tyler. Yeah. Bye.